Heavenly Father, we want to come to you today, and again, we thank you for the blessings you pour out upon us, and amazed at how good you are to us. Thank you, God, for the great weather we've been having, and thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray, God, for those that might need your helping, healing hand or your comforting hand, and know, God, that you tell us that you are in control, that no matter what, you are the one that has the final say, and we thank you for that, God. We pray that you just would be with us today, give us guidance and wisdom to make decisions to be pleasing to you. Help all of our leaders in this country and around the world, but especially in this country, to realize that we still are a country that in God we trust. And pray, God, you'd help us to make decisions to honor that for us. Pray, God, that you would just watch over those that might need your helping, healing hand and be with them. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, October 10th, 2016. At 9:13 a.m. We don't have anybody signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Guys, I hope again that you're getting this every day or every month, and if you have questions, I hope you'll ask those. We have several different funds that are doing really, really well, and look at all those. The one that we need to be concerned about is general county revenue. We are down $1 million or about that. We brought in about $1 million less than we spent. And you did budget for that last year. You expected to do that. That's not a problem. We just need to make sure we turn that around. Do you have any questions on that?
Are there any revenues that we haven't collected yet as far as transfers from other?
Yes, and that's next thing I was going to talk about, Brandon, so thank you. We do have some administrative fees that you guys budgeted in from several of the different funds where we charge those funds for the services that are provided by general county revenue, the payroll, the accounts payable, administration, whatever that might be. Those normally are done through the administrative offices. Somebody needs to request those transfers to be made. If you would like for me or my department to do that, let me know. Otherwise, I would suggest that you have someone request those transfers per the budget.
What was that total up to, do you know?
I haven't totaled it, Brandon. It's a sizable amount and will help us, but it sure won't be $1 million. Any other questions about that? I did want to talk to you just a little bit about budget. I've got in requests and got in those that didn't send requests in. I built that budget as per statute that I'm supposed to do that, so we've got that. And I haven't sent you a copy of that yet, but as you look at the revenues for that you get with this budget monthly budget report, I don't believe we're going to make the $13,400,000 that we budgeted last year. I don't think we're going to have that much revenue. I would hope that we would, but I don't think we will. Next year, I see that there's several of those. I've talked to the recorder, I've talked to the collector, and some of those that are major revenue sources for us. I think we will have a good year as far as sales tax, but I think that overall we need to predict quite a lot less revenue than what we did last year. I will send you a copy of that if you want it, but I would like for you guys to look at it and tell me what you think would be a good revenue projection. I have gone through myself and I come up with about $11,700,000. If you guys can come up with more than that, please correspond with me by email or by phone call or by however and tell me where you think that it might be different than that. If we could see that we were going to have $13 million, the budget would be in a lot better shape than it would be at 11.7. So it's like it always is. We have a lot more requests for expenses than what we do have for revenue, and that makes it much worse when I'm lowering the revenue that much. Most every department, just to give you guys a little bit more information, most every department was at the 2016 level. With the exception of some, we're going to have to go up because of statutory reasons or some rationale beyond that. There were two major departments that requested quite a bit more than what they had in 2016. And so our requests, as of this point, the 2017 requests were over $15 million. When I backed out any raises that were asked for or extra people that were asked for, because I do believe that statutorily you guys can set those or have the authority to set those. When I backed those out, it went back down to $14,480,000. So those are the requests, total requests right now in general county revenue. You guys got any questions about that you'd like to ask? And you know, of course, anytime I would hope if you have questions, you'd let me know.
What's the two departments that asked for substantially more?
They're our largest departments, the Sheriff's Department and Prosecutor's Office.
Have you gotten the juvenile budget yet?
I did not, Mike, and because the statutes say that I build that budget, I built it pretty much the same as it was last year. And I don't know about that. You probably know more about that than I do, but I can't imagine it's going to be a whole lot different, so I'd say it's fairly close to where it should be.
I don't know at this point, but I'm sure that they'll be meeting and coming up with some numbers.
But I have a number in there that's, it may be the same number as last year. I can't remember right now, but it's very close.
I understand. You don't have it yet, and I know that they'll get it to us as soon as they can. Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll be different one.
Yeah, it'll be different.
I mean, it'll be... When you say they'll get it to us, who's they? It'll be a whole new...
Sure, when they get the new circuit, I guess it'll be the circuit.
That's what I'm asking. How's that? Do we have to wait until January 1?
I don't know that there's any statute that tells about that, so we probably need to be prepared to spend some money there.
Right.
And no, I don't know that anybody will provide anything than what we have, so we'll have to make that decision, Brandon, I think.
I'm sure we'll be looking to you, Mike, to...
Well, it's like I said, we've never done this before, and I think that the juvenile office and their circuit judge will get together and come up with.
They may do that before you guys do the budget. You guys, I don't know when you plan to approve the budget. You guys have until, because of the statute, you have until after the first year.
So. Yeah, I got a feeling theirs will be.
And so if we wait that long, we should get something from them, I would think.
And it'll be substantially more because of everything that was split with Christian County before will be one total sum for Tank
County.
Well,
it'll be, yeah, but the total expense will be less because it's one county as opposed to two.
I think it should be pretty much similar. I visited with Bart a little bit, and Mike thought the same thing, that's being pretty much
and
similar.
I don't know what
think
the
it's a little high, but...
what's the state put in? Because they
may go ahead, and I don't know if they're going to give them any FTEs. I don't know. Nobody. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was written into the. I'd have to reread the bill, but I thought it was put in there that the state was going to provide.
I think it may have been written. It seems like I read the same thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was thinking that they're going to kick something.
There was. I hope so. Yeah,
me too.
A question about the dollar amount that were required to. Put in versus the dollar amount that we have been supporting. And the main cost was in the building. Is it at Mountain Grove? Where is the building?
That's the detention center, yes. That's the
and there was a request last year that was substantially higher.
It was a large increase because of the...
Large increase that we were going to check into.
I don't know, Danny.
And there's money to be saved there.
Your dilemma, my dilemma, whatever it is that we're spending almost twice as much on taking care of the dogs and cats as we are our juveniles, and that just doesn't set well with me. You know, we've got several other places we need to look at more seriously than there. We want to save money any place we can. I think that's what you're saying.
Right? The thing you have to be careful there is the value of a youth is obviously, in my opinion, a lot more important than the value of a dog or a cat. When you make statements like that, there might be 100 youth and 10,000 cats and dogs. So obviously there's going to be more money spent as a total on dogs and cats. But the dollar per individual or dollar per dog is not the same.
So I understand all that, Brandon.
Then don't make comments like, we spend more on this than we do this. Because that's not a fair comment.
Brandon, I'm not going to argue with you, but I know I hear that comment. You're going to hear it, so you might as well hear it. I do think that...
Are we off agenda?
I think that we'll have to consider those at budget time.
I don't disagree with that.
I feel like that when we invest in our youth that we save money long term, because if we can keep one of those youth from going to the wrong side of the law and causing us problems there, it's going to save us money in the long run.
I don't disagree with that.
That's good.
You still need to be careful with comments you make.
I agree. Do you have any other questions?
Would get back to where we were talking about budget and a budget report. When the circuit judge, they turn in a budget to us, the circuit judge will turn in a budget, and in that budget will be the detention center funding. And I can't think of the exact statute that we want to go back to look at, but there's a certain amount that required to pay and a large above that amount that we're paying. And we need to look and make a compromise there if we can. And it concerns the funding of the detention center. We went through that before, Mike, and
I don't know if that's two different issues. You got maintenance of effort. That was an issue that was brought up.
Right.
That's a separate from detention. By statute, the county is to provide detention for our juveniles.
Right. Maintenance of effort. The thing has got combined to a large sum, is what I'm saying. It needs to be looked at.
We'll have to look at it. But again, we may not even get any requests until after the first year for those because of the situation of the splitting the circuits.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared to budget for it, whether it's a lawsuit against the county, whether it's whatever, you have to budget for it and then deal with it if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was a question I was going to ask you when you were talking about this. Some of the lawsuits that have been filed against the county that hadn't been settled but are budgeted for, are those in the numbers that you're talking about in the overspending of GCR?
Danny, you don't keep me informed well enough to know if there's anything that have been done or so. So I can't tell you that. No. You'll get this, and then you may have to add those things in. I don't know. Well, if you don't have any other questions, I appreciate it. And if you do come up with it, please look at the revenues. You can use that last monthly report that I sent you and look at those and see what you would estimate those revenues to come out to. And I would really appreciate just, send me a text, send me an email, give me a call, let me know what you think the revenues for next year would be appropriate. And then that would help me out tremendously as I go through this, beginning to build this. Okay?
All right. Accounts payable.
Move to approve as checks numbers 442379 through 442433, warrants 6610 through 6615. No entries or transfers.